A blessed evening to all of you. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Welcome sa ating first night of celebration of our novena. Binabati ko rin yung mga kapatid natin sa ibang dako ng mundo na nakikiisa sa atin sa ating pagdiriwang ngayong gabi. The first sentiment as we prepared for this Simbang Gabi has been that of joy and gratitude. Hindi ko ma-explain kung the prospect of being able to celebrate after 3 years of pandemic with all the fears that we have experienced of contracting the virus. We have lost loved ones, pero nandito pa tayo. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon sa saya. I think the gratitude to be here and celebrate this Simbang Gabi must be a profound reason for our being here today, tonight. Kaya lang tinakot tayo ng ulan, kaya medyo kaunti pa tayo yata ang dumalo. Anyway, siguro bawat isa sa atin may mga daladalang mga panata, kahilingan sa pagsisimula ng ating siyam na gabi, siyam na araw na paghahanda. But I would like to suggest that let it be these 9 days celebrations of thanksgiving, of joy. Pagpasalamat sa Panginoon sa buhay, kalusugan, familia, opportunities, and all what we have gone through. Pasasalamat sa Diyos. Mayroong isang pumuna sa atin in general, nagsabi, I do not know if he or she is here, in one of the comments during confession there, hindi naman kasi kasalanan. So I tell you what she said to me. We always ask in the Oratio Imperata, bigyan mo kami ng lunas, ng vaccine. Pero I never heard that we have thank God, sabi niya, for these gifts from God, from science, from, no? Tama nga naman, no? Kaya mungkahi ko, at least for today, let this be a mass of thanksgiving for all the graces that we have received from God. I'm not saying na hindi kayo humiling sa Panginoon, magpanata uli sa Panginoon, pero let this be an act of thanksgiving, for that is what the Mass, after all, is a thanksgiving. Kaya sa misang ito, sa ating iaalay bilang pasasalamat sa Diyos sa mga biyayang natanggap natin itong nakaraang 3 taon na pandemic at iba't ibang pasanin ding ating naranasan. Second point, ewan ko kung nasubukan nyo na yung mag-parking tapos hindi nyo maalala kung saan kayo nag-parking. Lately, kamakailan lang, yung classmate ko, mayroon kaming pinuntahan yan sa isa sa mga malls, nagparking kami. Pareho kaming hindi namin maalala kung saan nagparking. Kaya ilang levels yon. Nako, saan na ba yon? Wala kaming maalalang palatandaan. Kaya nung pabalik na kami, saan na ba natin ipinark? Nako, nagsimula kami sa ilang levels na parking yan. Nag-iisip kami, ano bang palatandaan? Yun ba ay Kaya yung ginagawa nung classmate ko, yung automatic, yung pang-lock, pinipindot na ganyan para pakinggan kung may tutunog, wala. Alis na namin. Ang tagal naming hinanap kung saan. Well, that shows na tumatanda, number one. Isa sa mga naisip kong lesson nito ay napakahanda, napakahalaga yung mga palatandaan. Naalala nung kasama ko na parang red yung kwan eh. Yung kung saan tayo nagparking. Nagtanong sa guard. Di ba may part dito na red yung parking? Opo, punta kayo doon sa level 3. Ayun, nandun lang. Tapos yung kwan. Ayan, tumunog. Nahanap din namin. The lesson ay napakahalaga na mayroon tayong mga point or points of reference that is or are certain and stable sa buhay natin. Kagaya ng nangyari sa amin, kung walang point of reference, walang palatandaan, malilito ka, mawawala ka, maraming masasayang na panahon, efforts, kung wala kang points of reference. Isa sa mga points of reference ng Advent ay si Juan Bautista. One of the clear and important points of reference of Advent is John the Baptist, na hinirang para maging tagapaghanda ng dadaanan ng Mesiyas. At sa Ebanghelyo ngayon, inilahad ni Jesus mismo ang katanyagan, ng katangian at misyon ni Juan Bautista, na isang propeta at higit pa nito, sabi nga ni Jesus, isang tagapagbalita na para maghanda ng daataraanan ng manunubos. At wala nang hihigit pa, sabi nga ni sa mga insinilang sa mga babae kaysa kay Juan. In other words, sa pananaw ni Jesus, si Juan Bautista sa kanyang dakilang pagkatao at misyon ay isang tanyag na palatandaan, matibay na palatandaan ng pagdating ng kaharian at ng manunubos. John the Baptist, as Jesus would say, is not a reed being blown, he said, but a prophet, a strong, convinced prophet who announced the good news of the kingdom and the coming of the Son of God. Very important point of reference for our preparations for Christmas, for the coming of Christ. And John the Baptist, for example, among the many messages of John the Baptist is the centrality or the focus of his life. Nag-iisang hangarin ang may handa ang Panginoon at tulungan ang sambayanan para maghanda para tanggapin ang Panginoon. I think in a world like ours where there are so many options and so many suggestions, John the Baptist is challenging us to have a focus on our life. And that we ask the Lord that we may have that clarity of our purpose in life. Singularity of purpose. Another point of reference for us Christians are our traditions. Ang tradisyon, for example, of our faith, like our Simbang Gabi, ay matatag na palatandaan, point of reference of our life as Christians. Salamat na pinanghahawakan pa natin itong ating tradisyon ng Simbang Gabi, Misa de Gallo, yung ating pagdedebusyon sa Mahal na Ina, na ang layunin nito ayon sa ating mga obispo nung itatag o humingi ng pahintulot nitong ating pagdiriwang ng Simbang Gabi o Misa de Gallo ay para sa ikatatatag at pagtitibayin pa ang ating pananampalatayang Kristiyano, Katoliko dito sa Pilipinas. Napakahalaga yung minsan hindi natin siguro napapansin pero napakahalaga yung tradisyon natin na lalong-lalo na mga Kristiyano, Katoliko, na kahit yung mga kapatid natin sa ibang bansa, malamig ang lamig ng Europe, pero magsusumikap para magsimbang gabi halimbawa. Because this is a sure point of reference to strengthen, to continue strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ. Kaya huwag nating balewalain ang ating mga tradisyon. Hindi lamang itong mga tradisyon natin sa simbahan, pero yung tradisyon ng familia, halimbawa. Tradisyon, I know for example, families have tradition every Sunday of gathering together, to eat together. Wala namang special celebrations, pero that is a tradition, for example, they receive from their parents. Sinong available, linggo-linggo, halimbawa, magsimba at kakain sabay-sabay. Huwag natin balewalain itong mga magaganda nating tradisyon bilang mga Kristiyano. Dahil these are sure points of reference that would orient us to what is good, to what is noble, to what is stable. Sa buhay natin, dapat may matatawag tayong mga points of references, matibay na points of references. Sa pamilya, na may maliwanag, halimbawa na direksyon, alituntunin, values. I know families, what differentiate families from one family to another are many times how parents form their children. No? The values they inculcate, hindi yan nawawala. Kahit saan pa sasabak, kung sila'y nahubog ng maayos, you can throw them up. They can go anywhere. They can be and remain faithful, good persons. Kaya, mga magulang, ang familia, the point of reference, for example, mga matatag na mag-asawa, no? Point of reference of their children, no? Sa ating lipunan, no? We hope that our leaders truly points of reference for a stable and progressive society, no? And also our church, our communities. Kahit sa ang larangan, kailangan natin ng gabay, good, stable points of reference. And as the gospel today proposes, let's look and contemplate one of the central figures of this Saint John the Baptist. And also our tradition as Christians, like this Simbang Gabi and other beautiful traditions that we have, because they sustain us. And may our celebration this night and the following nights, following days, help us grow in our appreciation of our faith as Filipino Catholics. That is why the bishops asked us to celebrate this and pray for this intention, that we Filipinos continue to grow in our Christian Catholic faith. Amen.